Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Genesis chapter 13.
Genesis chapter 13.
Verse 14.
And verse 14.
Yes.
And the Lord said to Abram, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, will you allow me to preach for a short time today? All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to stop this subject of dreaming. But I feel that God wants me to tell you something today. Now, as I have told you in the past, it's very important to see your future and to be constantly seeing it and to never give up in it. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Never accept anything except for the future that you can see. Because life will always present alternatives. You want to be a doctor, they say, doctor, do you know how difficult it is? Maybe you should try nursing. Don't accept the future that you want. Only the future that you want. Fight for it. Don't accept alternatives. Your amens are not blessing me. You have a future of having a nice home, nice children. Then your children come and they become thieves. Don't accept it.
I say
what?
Don't accept it.
I don't feel like I'm in church today. Don't accept it. Many of the problems we are facing is because the devil introduced an alternative.
Satan,
and you accepted it. You stop fighting for the dream that God gave you. That's why there's so much chaos. Now today, in continuation of talking about the enemies of our dreams, I want to teach you about another enemy. And this enemy is called ingratitude. Ingratitude. In other words, hauna danki.
Gaoleboge.
There's no gratefulness. It's one of the major enemies
kisira
of your future.
Se silwana le bokamoso ba gago.
The inability to say thank you. You can't say thank you. Come with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 29, reading from verse 2. Are you there?
Amen.
Please read for us.
Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 2.
Mm.
Now Moses called all Israel and said to them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. the great trials which your eyes have seen.
Pause. Do we have another version? A simpler one? Let's start off with that version, whatever you can find. Someone, if you've got another version, please borrow us.
Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 2. Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, to all his land. With your own eyes, you saw those great trials, those miracles, signs, and great wonders."
But read verse 3 again.
With your own eyes, you saw those great trials, those miraculous signs, and great wonders.
Miraculous signs and great wonders. Continue.
But to this day, the Lord has not given you that understand. Sorry. But to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind that understands, or eyes that see,
oh Jesus,
or ears that hear. During the 40 years that I led you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did your sandals on your feet. You ate.
Pause. Some of you read the Bible as though you are blind. Did you hear what he just said? He said for 40 years.
For the Jaratei 40.
You wore the same clothes.
Neli aperi diaparo.
They didn't get old.
Khadia fela.
These days, if you go buy a jean wherever, you just wash it once, it's already starting to fade. He said, 40 years you wore the same apparel.
Neli aperi diaparo for the Jaratei 40.
It would not, please don't talk while I'm preaching. Please focus on me. And for the 40 years you wore the same clothes.
Neli aperi diaparo for the Jaratei 40.
And it did not wear out.
Khadia fela.
That's number one. Number two, these people left Egypt when they were young.
Batlogele ko Egypt e sale bana.
So you were a child.
No lengwana.
You were a teenager.
Oh, teenager.
You were an adult. Ulomo. You are wearing the same clothes.
Wa peri diaparo tse.
So the clothes are growing with you.
Diaparo tse di ne di gola le bona.
These people are not surprised. Let me. No, Mpumelelo, they are growing with them.
Diaparo tse ne di gola le bona.
And Moses said that you didn't see that.
Moshe ar khala bona seo.
The clothes, the shoes you wore, they never wear out. And they grew with you. As your leg became bigger, your shoe grew. I wish we could buy shoes like that today. We'll save so much money. You know my daughter, this young one, we buy in a month is already too small. But the children of Israel could not see it.
Bana ba Israel ga ba bona seo.
This great wonder.
Mo tlholo ona.
That was happening daily in their lives.
Se ne se diragala mo matsatsing a bona.
If that is not enough.
If seo ga sa lekana.
These people were in slavery for generations.
Batho ba ne ile makgoba for dijara tse dintsi.
And God himself. He said, I have come down to deliver my children out of
Egypt.
God himself. And he did it in a dramatic fashion. He sent Moses. He said, when you get there, just pray and say, light no more. And it became dark during the day. It became so dark that if you wave your hands like this, you can't see your hands. To cut the long story short, they were traveling out of Egypt and there was an ocean. And God said, don't worry. He separated the ocean.
You
know, you people, do you see these things every day? You know, your face doesn't say, wow. What a wonder. Hey. They walked on dry land. And as they walked, during the day there would be a cloud that walks in front of them. A cloud. So as they are going, there's a cloud. So when it's hot, the cloud is giving them some nice shade. And it's also leading them. Then at night, the cloud will go away. And a pillar of fire will go in front of them. So when it's cold, it keeps them warm. And also it gives them light for the direction they are going. These people didn't see these things.
But
if you're an enemy, you are coming to fight these people and there's fire in front of them, will you try them? May that fire come upon your life now in the name of Jesus. May it give you direction in life and protection from all your enemies.
Amen.
Keep reading.
Verse 5. During the 40 years that I led you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You ate no bread and drank no wine or other feminine drink. I did so, so that you might know that I am the Lord your God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read verse 4.
Verse 4, but to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind that understands, or eyes that see, or ears that hear.
So, as these people were walking with God, over 40 years, God was with them and God took care of them. But the Bible says that they didn't have a mind to understand. So, in that whole journey, they were constantly ungrateful. Constantly ungrateful. Now, the nature and character or the spirit of ungratefulness in them, it blinded them, and as a result it prevented them from entering the promised land. Now remember, for God to fulfill your dreams you need to keep seeing, but their ingratitude blinded them. They lost sight. And you need to see for you to go where God is taking you. It's an enemy. Now, how did this spirit of ungratefulness enter them? Number one, their eyes were always in the past instead of the future that God wanted for them. Turn your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 11 and verse 5. Their eyes were constantly and always in the past instead of in the future that God has for them. Numbers, chapter 11, verse 5. Numbers chapter 11 and verse 5. Are you there?
Amen.
What does it say? I'm almost finished preaching.
Numbers chapter 11 and verse 5. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt, nor cost also the cucumbers, melons, leek, onions, and garlic.
Read it one more time.
We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leek, onions, and garlic.
So, as God was leading them towards the future that he wants for them. They kept thinking about the onions of Egypt. Is onions and what? And garlics. And cucumbers. And olives. Of Egypt. The main thing is that of Egypt. You can't go into your future if you keep looking at your past. Your past will distract you. God is trying to lead them somewhere. They say, "Hey, Mara, we go Egypt.
We used to eat nice in Egypt.
Huh? Onions, garlics, cucumber. Oh my God. And many people are like that. You get into a relationship that God has blessed you with that is leading to marriage. Oh. And all you can think of is Divovo. One of these days, God is going to slap you. Because you keep looking at the past, you cannot appreciate what God is doing for you now.
Amen.
Olan, are you listening to me? If you keep looking at yesterday, you will never appreciate what God is doing today. And it will prevent you from seeing the future that is leading you to. You keep remembering the past. Many Christians are struggling in their walk with God because their eyes are always on the things of Egypt. One day my wife and I went somewhere and there was somebody there. I think it was New Year's Eve, if I remember correctly. And there were some guys that were sitting in a circle drinking. And one of the Christians who were there sitting with us said, "You know, these days I'm struggling to sleep. Let me just take a little bit so that you know I can fall asleep. Look at Egypt. Some of you at your workplace or your friends, when you meet your friends, you're a Christian. Let's not forget, you're a Christian. Push your neighbor, say you're a Christian.
You're a Christian.
Christmas party and what have you. Year-end functions, socials and what. What do they have? Ingi? After tears, ling up, parties. Some of you are acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. So as you are there, do you get it? You're a Christian. You're sitting amongst people who are in Egypt and are enjoying Egypt. And as you are sitting with them, it reminds you of back in the day. I know you don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I love God with all my heart. Do you understand? And when I notice my heart even trying to look backwards, I'm willing to lose a friend. If I feel like, No, I just want to look backwards and say, eh. What's causing you to want to look backwards? Let me remove it from my life. That's how I operate. Otherwise, before you know it, this pastor that you see here, you'll see him at Smokehouse, hey. Jack Buddha. Yep, yep. So I just divorce it because I know if I look backwards, I will never see my future anymore. So looking backwards causes ingratitude because you stop seeing what God is doing for you today.
Yo, I used to have
this. I used to do this. I used to do what is he doing today? The whole you should be dead by now. You should be dead. But God keeps you alive. Because you keep putting yourself in danger. But he keeps protecting you. That's number one. Number two. The children of Israel were ever complaining and murmuring. Ever complaining and
murmuring.
That produced a spirit of ingratitude. Let's read the same Numbers chapter 11, but let's start from verse 1.
Now the people complained about
We've just started. Read it again.
Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord and fire died down. So that place was called Taberah because fire from the Lord had burned among them.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
The rubble with them began to crave other food. And again, Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.
Read verse 6 as well.
But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna.
Ever complaining.
Bane ba ngongorega ka dinako tsotlhe.
Do you know what is manna? It was a divine meal. Every morning,
Hussein,
God would supernaturally provide this manna.
At least, says Sibitso Horeki manna.
Divinely, supernaturally, from God, from heaven. And that manna was symbolic of Jesus Christ. I say, I mean, we are tired of this manna. Every day, manna. We've lost We remember Egypt.
Rehupula ko Egypt.
Hey. Now, you must remember that
Otswanetse wa hopola.
They're in a journey.
Ba mo leetong.
God is taking them from slavery
Modimo o bantsa ko ne le
ma khoa to a land that will belong to them.
Ko tulong e etla ba ya bona.
Where there will be a people.
Mo itla ba batho.
But in the middle of that journey,
mo gare ga leeto,
they are full of complaints.
Ba ngongorega.
And so these complaints are blinding them from the future that God is taking them. You know, many people when they go to university, they started with a doctorate, maybe a doctorate like a subject of medicine. But by the time they finish, they are doing teaching. They start with the engineering. But by the time they finish, they are doing what? HR. Because you see, in the midst of that journey, I'm tired. This manna. And it's causing ingratitude. And it blinds you from the future that God is giving you. Then you end up taking shortcuts. Ever complaining. I sense that there are people who are full of complaining. Tell your neighbors to stop complaining. Please.
Please.
Hey. Number three. They did not celebrate the victories that God was giving them. They didn't celebrate them. They did not celebrate the victories that God was giving them whilst in the process of going to their promised land.
Khaba tabela se modimo ne ba na ba direla sona ge ba le mo tseleng.
When God does something for you, you must celebrate. O tshwanetse wa thaba ge modimo a go direla se se. You must thank him.
Wa mo leboga.
It's important.
Go botlhokwa.
You're at school. You've passed the first term. It must be as though you have passed, you know, the final year. Like, give God glory. Amen. Praise Him.
Motabele.
When you see the report, say, glory be to Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
Someone say, glory.
Glory.
Appreciate it.
Tabela seo. Tava.
I know you are not a doctor yet, but at least you have passed the first term.
Oh, pass it.
You are getting there. Every single victory that God gives you, celebrate it as though you have arrived.
Yes.
Be happy.
Taba.
Thank Him.
Mulebohe.
Thank Him alone.
Mulebohe.
Thank Him in the midst of people.
Mulebohe.
It is this God I serve. Thank Him. Because if you don't celebrate every victory, you will replace it with complaining. Yeah, Mudimu, you gave me a house, but
I want that one.
Instead of saying, my father, me. I have a house. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow.
You know, when I got married,
I
remember my wife and I went to buy spoons.
Nilo, nerilo,
you know what's a spoon?
The spoon.
I was so happy in my heart. I've got a spoon. My spoon. Glory be to God. It's not my mother's spoon. It's not my father's spoon. It's my spoon. I was the happiest man. But you see, many people say spoon. Learn to celebrate every victory that God gives you. It's important. It's building up because you see, as you walk with God, you'll face trial after trial after trial. When you learn to celebrate the small victories, you build yourself up to be ready for the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But if you don't recognize the small victories that are leading to your great one, the day you are faced with the challenge that will give you your greatest victory, you run away. You know, how many know David from the Bible? David. And why do you think of David? Because you remember the story of David and
Goliath.
David and who?
Goliath.
Even if you've never read your Bible, but at least you know David and
Goliath.
Now, this Goliath guy, he was a serious giant.
Goliath.
Serious, because I don't know whether you guys have seen today's giants. They always look like they're about to die. And they walk, they look funny. One day you will see what I'm talking about. But Goliath was a real giant.
Goliath.
With biceps and triceps, 8 packs, not 6, 8. Heavy duty, that guy. To carry his armor, you needed 2 people to carry. Hey. Heavy, real giant, not just a giant, a warrior.
Neli motho a lwanang.
So when Goliath came,
hey, Goliath atla,
he came and stood amongst the armies of Israel.
Utlile a ema pele ga masole a Israel.
And he said, let's not fight a war today.
Are ska lwana.
Just give me one guy.
Who
will fight me?
If
he defeats me, all of us Philistines, we will serve you. All the soldiers of Israel, not even one guy had the heart to say, let me try. Then David came, a small boy. In fact, he wasn't even there to fight. He was there. His father sent him and said, go give food to your brothers. When he got there, he heard Goliath talking and saying all sorts of things about God. And David said, look at this uncircumcised Philistine. And David said, what will be given to the man who defeats that giant? And they said, the king said, he will give him his daughter to marry. David said, what? What? What did he say? And then they took him to the king's tent. When the king saw David, a small boy, he said, but you are going to die. David said, wait, let me tell you something. One day, I was taking care of my father's sheep. And the lion came. Have you seen a lion? Lions are not like this. Lions are about this size. He said, I grabbed him by the beard. I love that verse. I grabbed him by the beard. And I slew him.
Kai bulaya.
I said, not long after, a bear came.
Hwata a bear.
When a bear stands up, it's twice my height. They are huge.
Kitse kholo.
He said, a bear came.
Ile atla bere.
And he said, I slew him.
Kai bulaya.
You see, he was celebrating the victories that God had given him. And he was using those victories as a basis of the victory that he's about to get. And he said, so what is this uncircumcised Philistine? And the king said, okay, fine, go and die. With one stone, he killed him. So you must learn to celebrate every victory that God gives you. No matter how seemingly small, celebrate it, thank Him. Because that victory must give you the idea, the understanding that He's leading you to a bigger one. Put your hands together for Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? And finally, one of the things that cause ingratitude is what we call familiarity. Familiarity.
Ho. Tlwaela.
These guys got so used to the power of God that they were not seeing it anymore.
Ba ile ba tloela matla a modimo ba ne ba sehlele ba bona.
It became a daily thing, and there was no more a sense of awe for what they were seeing.
Ba ne ba sehlele ba bona ile se se botlhokwa.
A sense of awe, like there was no more wonder.
Ba ne ba samakale.
Like, just think about fire leading you. You literally see fire leading you. You literally see an ocean opening. These are things that we don't see every day, but this was daily bread for them.
And they became
familiar. And when they became familiar, they lost that sense of wonder. Like, wow! Is God doing this for me? Look at the power of God. Look at the glory of God. Look at the wonders of God. They lost that. And it caused them to be ungrateful. You know, one day, I prayed for someone who had a headache. I command that headache to go away. When that guy said the headache is gone, I said, what? I prayed for a headache is gone. A headache. I was so happy. Overjoyed. But in today's time, you know, we see God doing great things and our eyes don't see. Your smallanyana salary like this, month after month you are living, month after month you are eating, month after month you are moving forward. If you really come to think, how is this thing sustaining me? The sense of wonder and awe has disappeared. You have become familiar. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
That familiarity causes ungratefulness, and it causes you to stop believing in the great
God.
Push your neighbor and say, are you still here? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this last thing and then we close. Come with me to Numbers chapter 14. Am I talking to somebody? Now, the problem with ingratitude
bothata ka go se leboge
is that it causes pain. Let's read verse 11.
Verse 11. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the miracles, signs I have performed among them?
Can you feel the emotion of that scripture? It's like, I've done so much for them. When will they finally trust me? When will they believe in me? I don't know about you, but I sense pain in God's voice. Ingratitude causes pain. It causes what?
Pain.
You are in a relationship.
You don't. How leboge.
slowly but surely is killing the other person. You are a child. You'd never show any appreciation for the sacrifices that your parents are doing. It causes pain. We must learn to appreciate everything that is being done for us. There are many people who are suffering, crying inside because people don't say thank you. Many relationships have broken because people don't say
thank you.
Like, just think about it. You know, if someone borrows something from you, or even besides borrowing, you give them. Because you like the people, you love them, so let me give you this gift. And you go visit them and you see that they are playing soccer with your gift. How will you feel? You'll be happy, right?
No.
It'll hurt you. Will you ever give them again? So these people are ungrateful. Anything I give them, they just misuse it. They don't say thank you. So it will cause pain. Learn to say thank you. I'm almost finished. Why is everyone going away? Oh yeah, let's finish. People are now. It's not me, it's the school. Hallelujah. So ladies and gentlemen, when I was preparing this, I felt the Lord telling me that many people are unhappy because of ingratitude. Learn to appreciate people around you. Learn to appreciate your family. Learn to appreciate your spouse. Learn to appreciate your children. Learn to appreciate your parents. Be grateful. Some of you keep saying, why? Your children, this is, why don't you? You must be like that one.
Oh,
but I am me. So your children, as they walk in life, then, because you can never see their value, they rather see other people as their fathers and parents because they don't get that value at home. So we must appreciate them. Maybe they don't know maths, but they know English. Maybe they don't know science, but they know history. It's fine. When they know history, celebrate it like it's the best thing in the world. Wow, you're so good in history. Wow. Maybe they have a future in the historical line. Learn to appreciate. Amen. Your amens are not blessing me. Yeah. As people, we are all different.
Haritwani.
So learn to appreciate. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Keep giving God some glory. I said keep giving God some glory. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Are you going to be grateful? Tulane, come. Just finish Numbers chapter 14. Read verse 12. Read verse 11. Start from 11 and continue. chapter 14, verse 11.
Numbers chapter 14 and verse 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe in me with all the signs which I have performed among them?"
Praise and worship, please switch off your mics. Read again, start again, quickly, quickly.
Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs I have performed among them?"
Yeah, continue.
"I will strike them with pestilence, and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, "I will disinherit them." In other words, they will no longer be mine. Why? Ingratitude. Yes. In other words, these people were no longer going to go into the promised land. Because they were ungrateful. The future that God had planned for them, they were no longer going to taste it. Because of ingratitude. Make sure that you continually appreciate and thank God for everything He does for you. So that you will always have that sense of awe concerning God. It's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. I want you to talk to the Lord quickly and just thank Him. Thank Him for everything. You may not have what you want yet, but at least you are still alive. You are living, you are eating, you've got clothing, everything. Just thank Him. Appreciate Him. Lift up your voice. Begin to talk to Him. Thank Him. You were almost in an accident, you survived. You have an interview, you've not gone yet, but thank Him already. You are at school, thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. He deserves all the praise, He deserves all the glory. He's the greatest God. Thank Him, somebody. Thank Him. There's no other God like Him. He's so good. He wakes us up every morning. No matter how bad we are, He wakes us up. He sent His only begotten Son to come and die for us. Appreciate Him. That He loves you. He cares for you. He's always thinking about you. The Bible says He knows the numbers of hair on your head. Thank Him, somebody. Appreciate Him. Lord, we thank You. Thank You, my Father. Mandolomo shandiriba karyanda basa karyanda. Riba da branderebo jade brezo korobo je kiriandebos. Rata pakoze payake makodos. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord. Thank You, my King. Raba shanderebo shakarianda. Thank You. You might have faced difficulties on life. You may be facing difficulties today. Don't let those difficulties blind you from the greatness of your God. Don't let your circumstances and your situation blind you from the greatness and the love that your God has for you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, Father, we pray. First and foremost, we want to say sorry. Forgive us for the spirit and culture of ingratitude. Today, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do, that we notice, that we see, even the things that we do not see. The book of Revelation says that an angel was sent to stop the winds. If you wished, you could stop us from breathing now. But you care for us and love us so dearly. There are many things that you do that we don't notice on a daily basis, but today we want to say thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name. If you agree, let me hear an amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153. Or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.